This is WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Dr. Marcia McDowell was surrounded by quilts from the start. She says she was born with an instant quilt collection assembled by her quilting grandmothers. The quilts from McDowell's childhood bed made their way to her residence hall during her student days here at MSU. Her love and knowledge of art and textiles ultimately led to a professorship in art and art history at Michigan State and her role as folk art curator at the MSU Museum. Dr. McDowell is the author of numerous books about the art of quilts in Michigan and beyond. Marcia McDowell's most recent work with MSU's ongoing China Experience Project now connects her passion for the art to people half a world away. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with McDowell earlier this week at the MSU Museum's Quilts of Southwest China exhibit to discuss the spread.
In all my years, I'd never read or heard of Chinese quilts. So what is this? And I just, from that moment on, started contacting colleagues in China, doing visits to museums, and then also going into some villages to see where production was.
This is a collection that focuses then on Southwest China.
Correct.
Where are we in this collection?
We are in Yunnan. We are in Guizhou, the Guangxi and the Yunnan nationalities museum districts in the provinces that they are situated in. Mm-hmm. So it's Southwest China.
These are at once familiar and yet very special. But maybe you can sort of describe to our listeners through shape and color and theme what's different about these quilts as opposed to what we might be more familiar with.
Basically, they're rectangular-sized bed coverings, so that much is familiar. You have a sense that, yes, those do go on beds. And they're composed of blocks of pieced together fabric, and then there are embellishments like applique and embroidery and other techniques that are commonly used in American quilts or quilts in other places around the world. So when you look at these pieces, though, these bed covers, you go, the construction format and techniques are very similar to U.S. quilts, and even sometimes the designs. But then you see that these quilts are filled with all kinds of imagery and motifs that are never seen in American
right.
quilts. And in fact, many of the quilts here are filled with symbols and motifs that are considered auspicious.
Right. What would some of those be? Like, for instance, I'll look at some of these quilts from a distance, and then when I come up close, some of these things will begin to reveal themselves. Dragons, birds, insects, things like that.
Exactly. And they are quite abstracted, too.
Yeah.
You don't immediately recognize them. You have to look twice or three times to be able to see that, oh my goodness, that is actually a dragon or a phoenix or a frog or a rooster, all of which are connected to, well, the zodiac, the signs of the zodiac, or they are also considered auspicious designs in particular ethnic cultures.
Sure. Yeah. Talk about some of the incredibly vivid colors that we're seeing here over on this wall directly in front of us.
Well, as you can see, the color red predominates in these textiles, and of course, we often think of Chinese and red, so it's, I think, no surprise that red is the color that is used so frequently in these textiles. But they're often bordered with fabric that is indigo dyed blue cotton fabric, and so that dark blue indigo sets off those red central portions of the quilt in a very dramatic and, as you said, colorful way.
Right. This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm here at the MSU Museum with Professor Marcia McDowell. We're talking about the current Chinese quilt exhibit at the MSU Museum. A couple of other things that I found really fascinating here were the two videos that we're able to see two of the women who are actually making the quilts that are on display here. Talk about these videos for us.
Most of the quilts that are in this exhibition are older quilts. However, there are a small sampling that were made recently, and three of which are connected to the artists who have been documented by our colleagues, our research colleagues at the three museums that we're working with in Southwest China. So they've sent out teams and photographed, videotaped these individual artists. And so these videos are wonderful ways to see the practice of art making right now and to hear in the artist's own words their feelings about this as a craft, as an art, as something that's important to their community, and also their worry that this is a tradition of art making that may be disappearing.
I am Mo Aichen from Sanbo.
How many children do you have?
Three, two daughters and a son.
Do your daughters learn to make quilts?
No, they don't.
They don't want to learn?
No, they went to school and work in the cities. They don't make quilts.
Do you want them to learn?
Yes, but they are not patient enough. There was no machine in the past, so the quilt was handmade. We brought quilts to our husband's house as dowry when we got married.
Did you learn from your mother?
Yes, I watched my mother and other people making quilts and learned it myself.
Yeah. What do they say about that in these videos?
Well, it's like other textile traditions around the world. These take an incredible amount of knowledge and skill to make. Knowledge and skills that have been cultivated over years of practice. And some of these textiles have taken up to a year to make. And today's younger people don't necessarily want to spend that time learning those techniques, and they have other things to do. They have universities to go to. They have jobs. They have soccer. It's the same problems that occur here in this country in terms of the younger generation learning some of these skills is happening in China.
Professor Marcia McDowell at the MSU Museum. It's a fantastic exhibit. Marcia, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.